Yo. Happy Wednesday, Holocult. You know what that means. This is the night shift. Welcome in, one and all. Thanks for hanging out with us. For those of you tuning in on the podcast, this is our live show. So it's different from the regular show. Regular show, we have scripts and we have things we follow. This is not that. So that being said,
Free balling.
Welcome. Everybody that's in here, do us a favor and hit the like button, hit the notification bell, hit the subscribe button, however that works. Help us out a little bit, share the show. You know the drill. Chances are you've been here before. So welcome to the craziness that is our world.
Heard that.
Yeah. Crazy things happening in the world today. Yeah.
Lots of unnecessary things happening here of late.
Yeah. I feel like people just need to do better.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Yeah. Kind of has me convinced that the mothership isn't a mothership. It's just a reset button.
Well, it might not be that. It might not be that bad. Yeah, crazy things going down in the world. I don't know how to go about it, how to navigate it. I'm sure everybody knows by now that Charlie Kirk was killed today at one of his speaking rallies on his tour. And I believe it was at a college campus in Utah. Shot and killed in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
More importantly, his family.
Yeah, and his family, which is crazy.
Heartbreaking. Crazy. For anyone.
Crazy. It is crazy.
It is crazy.
It's just a wild world out there.
It is. And the rumor mill's already churning on the conspiracy side.
Oh, yeah.
That a lot of this is psyop shit. Of what's going on to get everybody at each other's throats again.
Well, this seems like this is doing it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, like I don't know, man says like a foundation of America is to be able to have differing opinions and differing political views and differing religious stances and not have to worry about getting killed for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to make light of it, but I mean, some of our listeners don't like biscuits and gravy, and that's kind of disappointing and blasphemous. But we still all get along. We're all good. It just means more biscuits and gravy for me and Steve.
Yeah.
Or Steve and I.
It's crazy. Because I'm sure there's it's apples to oranges, but I'm sure there's things that I say on here that people don't like, you know?
Oh, likewise. And
to have to kind of put that into perspective is kind of terrifying a little bit to a certain extent. Yeah. Craziness. Lots of videos going around that I wish I didn't watch at this point.
Mm. Agreed.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's nuts. It's nuts and unfortunate. My thoughts and wishes go out with everyone who's been harmed here of late. There's been an awful lot of it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And those, of course, those are the ones that make the news.
The world's in a very volatile place right now.
It's pretty toxic.
Yeah.
Very toxic, man.
Yeah. It is. It's crazy. My heart like breaks for his children.
Yes.
It's regardless of where you stand, what you think, like what side of the political table you sit on. Like, they just watched their dad die.
Which no one deserves. No one.
Yeah, I did. I saw the other school incident today, Chucky, at almost exactly the same time that it was going down at the Charlie rally, but I didn't hear about the daycare in Canada, which is probably, I don't know.
What is wrong with people? I just don't understand why people choose that kind of violence. Like, well, what is broken in people's minds the past several years?
I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's just going to be used as a pawn in divisiveness and going to make everybody think that their neighbor's out to get them and all kinds of shit. Like, it's,
bro, I smell 2030. What I smell
feels weird.
I'm saying.
Oh, Jesus, an attack.
The world has taken some crazy shifts, and I just kind of feel like 2030 is looking a little more plausible every day.
Yeah. I didn't see that about Australia, but I did see that Nepal is burning their government to the ground.
That's wild, man.
I don't know if it's... if it's true, but it's over. Is it over the social media ban, like the TikTok ban or some shit? People are all wild about. I keep seeing different things, but I don't know the whole.
That's crazy to me if that's the
crux of it. They're burning all of their government buildings down, pulling their politicians out in the street, you know, all kinds of crazy shit.
If that's the case, then what kind of like withdrawal symptom drug setup is TikTok? Man, you could yank virtually everything from me and I'm not going to be that mad.
Me either.
Like real talk, and I would not want this to happen at all. They could pull the internet from everybody and I ain't that mad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And government trying to take away social media in between two eclipses. Maybe it is the cycle of the moon here.
Well, just the other, my buddy at work was telling me about it just yesterday. They had UFO hearings.
Oh yeah. Did you see that shit?
No, I saw one clip and I was like, man, I ain't seen this clip before. And I didn't think much of it because, you know, I've been feeling under the weather, which today I feel much better. But, and then it's just kind of been a little hectic at home. But he was talking to me about it, and I'm like, whoa, dang. I didn't even realize that they had a hearing. Do you know more about it? Because I saw where the one UFO apparently split a missile, and then he was saying that they shot it with a Hellfire missile or something, and it didn't do anything to it.
I saw the the clip that's going around, and granted, like, people are kind of cutting it into pieces the way they kind of want it, but it's weird. Apparently there was a Reaper drone that was engaging in whatever this thing was. It kind of looked like an orb. Government tried to push it off that it was a balloon, but I don't think it was a balloon. Anyway, it was kind of rotating, and it almost looked like palleable, like you could like move it. It was weird. Anyway, this Reaper drone shot a Hellfire missile at it. The Hellfire missile impacted it, but didn't explode. It just kind of like, it looked like it almost sheared the back off of it. And as it did, like, at first it looked like three pieces of it broke off, but as it came out, it was essentially like three orbs formed themselves into a triangle shape and followed behind the mast that they were originally on. It's fucking weird.
It's crazy.
It is bizarre.
And like the crazy thing about all that is even if that is man-made technology, one way or the other, whether it's man-made technology or extraterrestrial shit, the world is about to change.
Yes.
Because if it's man-made technology and a individual, a country, a group, whatever, has that type of superiority, the world is about to change.
Yeah. Here is the article from USA Today. U.S. tries to shoot down mysterious UAP whistleblower video, and what we know, the viral video provided by an anonymous whistleblower to Representative Eric Burleson appears to show a military drone attempt and fail to shoot down an unidentified flying object. Key points. An MQ-9 drone off screen fires a Hellfire missile that enters from the left to make contact with the object, which continues on its path after appearing to sustain some damage. Witnesses at the hearing, who included three military veterans, testified to Congress that no known human technology is believed to be capable of surviving a direct hit from Hellfire missile. Burleson presented the video publicly for the first time during Congress's latest foray into the topic, which took place Tuesday, September 9th. Apparently, this happened sometime last year, maybe? I don't know. Never-before-seen video shown during a congressional hearing purports to depict a U.S. military drone attempting and failing to shoot down a mysterious orb-like object. Provided by a whistleblower to a member of the U.S. House, the video was arguably the highlight of the lengthy hearing September 9th on Capitol Hill surrounding UFOs, which the government now refers to as Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon, or UAPs. The hearing is the third in as many years in the halls of Congress since a fiery testimony in July of 2023. Across the three hearings, several witnesses, including journalists and high-ranking military members, have testified under oath about shadowy military governments programs to retrieve and study not only interstellar alien craft, but the extraterrestrial pilots themselves. Let me see if I can find a video.
Yeah, my buddy was talking about that too, how they talk like the craft is its own being as well.
That wouldn't like make sense the way that they frame it, you know, like they're very careful not to say extraterrestrial. They use the term like non-human entity or biologicals, which has nothing to
still biologicals still refers to a living organism yes. though, right?
Which means these could be living organisms, which is crazy when I say that out loud.
Let's wrap your brain around that one. Say that out loud. Yeah.
Let me see here. I think I got a video, but it's going to be hard to see. Maybe not. Oh no, there we go. I will try to screen share this for everybody to see. Okay. Hang on a second here. Everybody want to see a UFO video? If you're listening on the podcast, you're going to have to start tuning in. Come in Wednesday and you'll get to see some cool stuff. Like some UFO stuff. Oh, damn it. Maybe not. I'm not good at this. Let me pull it back here. Pause. Okay. Here we go. Some UFO stuff.
Probably show it because I haven't seen it yet.
Either. The clip's about 50 seconds long. There's no sound. Okay, I'll make it big and then I'll play it. Can you see it all right? All right.
Yeah.
There we go. Obviously, there's the object in the center of the screen there, and that missile will come from this left side of the screen. You won't, don't get to see the drone. You'll just see the missile come in, and it'll split it into, like, it'll knock the back half off. There it is. You can see the orbs take formation behind it and continue to follow it as it goes.
That's so bizarre looking.
It's crazy. There've been people analyzing it, saying that it was kind of rotating before the missile impacted. I'll play it again. And then it took this kind of static formation, almost like it knew the impact was coming. So it should be coming up right there. It's weird.
I don't even know what to make of it.
Strange. Whatever it is, I mean, it made it to the floor of Congress, so I feel like that's pretty important. Colleen, they said that video was filmed October 30th, 2024. MQ-9 Reaper allegedly attacking an orb off the coast of Yemen. Green light given to engage. Missile appears to be ineffective against target. Pretty wild.
Thoughts and wishes to you, Brother John, for your dad passing. Interesting that he says that have been to the moon. But he wouldn't argue that the one we all have seen is faked. Which leads to some fun conspiracies. Because that kind of plays to what Steve's brought up before about how we got there, and there may have been something there that we didn't need any part of. Or that told us to get the fuck out.
It's weird. I also saw a video. I don't know who the guy was, but he was talking about like kind of a recruiting program for the Army. And he let slip that as he had like the new possible like high school recruits there, he said that they actually got to talk to a soldier on the moon. Which I shouldn't. I might check.
I may have seen that.
I don't know that there's supposed to be U.S. soldiers on the moon.
Probably not.
If they are, like, we obviously we don't know about it. But apparently they did. Hey, Holocult. We're back and excited to announce our continued partnership with ZocDoc. When it comes to your health, please, please leave it to a professional. I don't know about you guys, but my entire social feed has just been filled with different health trends, like red light therapy can solve every skin problem, and you should be slamming olive oil shots first thing in the morning, or coconut oil this, elderberry that. Well, ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. You can filter doctors who take your insurance, who are located close by, who are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. I haven't had to book a doctor's appointment, thankfully. I've been pretty healthy, but I have gotten on the app and kind of messed around with it a little bit, kind of booked mock appointments, and it is super easy. It's a one-stop shop for everything that you need. Find doctors in your area, doctors that take your insurance, doctors that can get you in within 48 hours. It's excellent. Excellent. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Hollow1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/Hollow1. Hey, Hollow Cult. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly to your front doorstep, and you can get them 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code HOLO. Having trouble sleeping? They've got a gummy for that. Sleepy Time gummies knock you out in about 15 minutes. They leave you feeling refreshed, and they don't leave you with a feeling of grogginess or hangover. Having just one of those days where just everybody sucks and everything is going wrong, you just need to reset your mood and your day as a whole. They've got gummy for that too. Epic Euphoria gummies. Just reset your mood and turn your frown upside down. What makes these different is how they've paired THC with other cannabinoids, with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, Hollow Cult listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code HOLO at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Shark side of the moon.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We were vetted to be casted in a Sharknado-esque movie once. Do you remember that, Kyle?
Dude, that would have been so cool.
Yeah, that was when we were, that was probably around the Egress time, kind of when things were blowing up. But we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't have any press kits or anything of the sorts. Like, as soon as a press kit, we're like, what the fuck is a press kit? Like, just watch the show. This is what you get.
You should have just responded with, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, I agree, Virgil. I think, I don't know that it means that much that it made it to Congress. They are probably, I don't feel like they're getting very much more information than we are. Like, you hear about the skiffs and stuff, but obviously they're still pursuing information the same way that we are. So you wouldn't think that they are privy to too much at this point. Oh, official story about the army was that he misspoke and said he meant the space. I can see how you get space station confused with moon.
No.
Oops.
No. No, it's all BS.
Yeah, YF-12. It does. I don't know if it ricocheted, but you can tell at the point of impact, like it did have some like impactful integrity. It didn't detonate, but it did kind of change the course of the missile. I saw Jimmy Smith in here. It's a, what would you call that video, Kyle? Infrared? Yeah, it's like it's an like infrared yeah. Military video, and it's got this, it's not a perfectly circular orb in the middle. It's almost like an elongated blob of some sort, and it looks like it's over the ocean. And then from the left hand of the screen, you don't see the Reaper drone, but you see the missile come in, and it impacts the thing, but it doesn't explode. It almost looks like it may have either passed through it or kind of took the back off of the thing, and these three other pieces come out, which look like orbs, kind of form a triangular formation for a second and just follow this thing off camera. It's weird.
It's definitely, like, I haven't seen anything like it before.
I know, what? And, like, how did it bypass the missile detonating?
I don't know. Pocahontas said that one's not meant to detonate, but I don't know. I don't know enough about Hellfires.
Supposed to shred things.
No. I feel like Hellfires, at least in the movies, they blow the fuck
up. Look it up. Let's Google.
Not that movies are reliable.
That thing that I clicked talked about Hellfire missiles. I didn't read that far. So what is a Hellfire missile? What? Okay, here we go. USA Today. What does a Hellfire missile do? A Hellfire missile is an American missile first developed for anti-armor use, later developed for precision drone strikes against other targets. The weapon can be used both in air-to-air and air-to-ground missile combat, providing precision strikes against tanks, bunkers, helicopters, and other targets. According to military.com, the Hellfire missile is capable of defeating any known tank in the world today. Doesn't say anything about blowing up or not.
So it's like a armor penetrating situation.
Yeah. Let's go back.
Either way, that fucking thing in the video is weird.
Yeah. Do Hellfire missiles explode? Yes, many Hellfire missiles explode because they are typically carry high explosive warheads to cause significant damage to targets, but a special variant, the R9X Hellfire, does not explode and instead uses extending blades to cut the target without an explosion. I don't know if this was a specific missile that was used. I didn't see that they gave... They're just calling it a Hellfire, so... I don't know.
It's fucking weird, man. I don't know. It's definitely a weird... weird video. My buddy was talking about it to me, but I was like, I haven't seen the video yet, so I don't really know what to think about it.
I saw some new news on the old interstellar object coming in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There are reports that it's producing methane gas. Which I don't know how they would know that, but I saw that, either. And that's not very asteroid-like. It's also changed.
What would that point to, though?
Is methane gas biological? Is it?
I feel like it's cow
Maybe
farts.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's just a big cow patty the size of Manhattan coming at us. It just splats instead of like impacting the earth, it just splat.
Oh, that'd be great.
What else did I see? I saw it's changing color now. It went from like a red, it either went from a red hue to a blue green hue or the opposite from a blue green to a red. I can't remember which one. It's also,
jumped over the moon. Good call.
That's soft disclosure. They also said it's getting longer in shape now. Which is weird. That's
strange.
And what else did it say? Something else about Okay, so this is from Sky Knight Magazine, September 8th. Brand new image of interstellar comet 3i Atlas shows it's becoming more active and getting longer as it approaches our sun. Which is weird. They said that instead of having a tail, it's showing some sort of almost like anomaly, like light anomaly in front of it as opposed to behind it. Some people think that that might have something to do with the propulsion system. Which I don't know.
I'm so excited.
I don't know. It's weird.
Unless that's all it takes to dethrone humanity, then I'm pretty fucking scared. A New York-sized UFO comes in and just hammers down on the entire planet. That's not good.
They're worried that once it gets into our asteroid belt, it's just going to stop and like blend itself in with the asteroid belt. Just disappear. Like monitor us.
That would be terrifying.
Or change course.
It's fucking crazy. So it's so crazy that like whether it's a mothership or an asteroid is irrelevant. It's crazy to me that there is a conversation, and not quite mainstream, but kind of mainstream, that this is an actual UFO coming to Earth.
Yeah.
That is so mind-blowing.
Harvard scientists put the theory out there. Like an astrophysicist said, this thing's not acting the way it's supposed to. Could be a mothership. And everybody's like, yeah, it could. It's fine.
It is crazy that is the reaction to it, but it's still crazy to me that people are actually having that conversation.
It's weird. 8-year-old Steve would be stoked and terrified right now.
Yeah.
What else? I had one other thing. UFO. NASA said that they have the best evidence that they have come up with that there was life on Mars.
I did see headlines of that. I didn't actually look into it.
Yeah.
What makes them kind of admit that now, even though people have been talking about it for a long time, you know, i.e. the face on the moon, the several pyramids on the moon, so on and so forth. Or Mars, I mean, not the moon.
I think they just got like, all right, I'll just read this. This is from NASA.gov, so take that for what it is.
We know we don't trust .gov.
NASA says Mars rover discovered potential biosignature last year. A sample collected by NASA's Perseverance Mars rover from an ancient dry riverbed in Jezero Crater could preserve evidence of ancient microbial life taken from a rock named Shayava Falls last year. Contains potential biosignatures, according to a paper published Wednesday in the journal Nature. A potential biosignature is a substance or structure that might have a biological origin, but requires more data or further study to be before a conclusion can be reached about an absence or the presence of life. So they're saying this is the best evidence they've got so far. But they're going to have to keep looking into it to make sure. As of right now, there's essentially nothing that could create these chemical compounds except for biological matter, as far as we know.
How'd they get the biological matter?
From the rover. I think does the rover send it back?
So does the rover have like a scientific kit on it that's like, hey, let me test this?
Probably. Same.
Think so? It seems pretty fucking advanced.
The Perseverance rover came upon while exploring the Bright Angel Formation. The rover science instruments found that the formation of sedimentary rocks are composed of clay and silt, which on Earth are excellent preservers of microbial life. They're also rich in organic carbon, sulfur, oxidized iron, and phosphorus. The combination of chemical compounds we found at Bright Angel Formation could have been a rich source of energy for microbial metabolism. says, just because we saw all these compelling chemical signatures in the data doesn't mean we had a potential biosignature. We need to analyze further what that data could mean. So they may be jumping the shark a little bit.
Hopefully it just launched the rock back to us like Sandlot. Yeah,
that's the giant mothership that's heading toward us. The Perseverance, just javelin that thing. What else did I have? That was my UFO stuff. Ooh, I do have my telekinesis practice here that we're gonna.
What'd you do?
A shape and a color. Let's stick with it.
Okay, I have mine. Because I had a flash in my head the other day for some reason. And I was like, all right, well, that's it. That's okay.
I've been thinking about it all week. So I got my shape and my color here at the end of the show. I'm going to reveal it. So everybody lock in your telekinesis. And at the end of the show, around 9:30, we're going to do it. We're going to get it. Don't guess now. Don't guess now. Just think about it. Sending it out there.
The big feats. Lots of Bigfoot stuff. I haven't heard anything about Bigfoot.
Should cover Bigfoot again. I'm trying to think.
I think Steve emailed Squatchers the other day trying to get him on.
Yeah.
Right.
SQ Watchers, Squatchers. Great name, by the way. But hopefully they'll get on and we can talk some weird Midwestern Bigfoot stuff.
Yeah, because they're not that far from us.
Fake Sasquatch body made of hamburger and barber hair? No, but I'm going to Google it.
What?
Oh, I can't find anything recent.
Hamburger and barber hair. It's so gross.
It is gross.
It's so gross.
Is it this one?
Chucky said the guy that's trying to sell tickets to see it looks like
it is this one. It is this one. I don't even want to give this guy any limelight, but I'm going to because it's so ridiculous. Don't support grifters, okay? Don't buy tickets to this guy.
What the fuck? Is he like admitting that it's fake and he's doing it as satire, or is he like trying to actually
say, I don't know. I just stumbled on this, so I don't know. If it's not satire, maybe we need to have him on the show and then we'll support grifters because, okay, here you go. No refunds at the hamburger Bigfoot for being,
that's what it looks like right there.
And barber hair.
I mean, it looks pretty good.
Not too shab.
I don't think it looks like hamburger at all.
Not too shabby.
Okay, that picture there
looks a little more hamburger-y, isn't it?
Yeah. A lot more decrepit
Charles Snake Oil Stewart. Charles Snake Stewart introduces himself as a veteran cryptozoologist from, I'm going to pronounce that wrong, New York, claiming over a decade of fieldwork and revolutionary stealth hunting method that supposedly led him to Bigfoot. He even likes to tell the story of how he once survived a rattlesnake bite on his own, which, depending on how you look at it, is either proof of his toughness or proof of his talent for self-mythology. There he is. I do appreciate the camo bibs. Oh,
God. You know, I gotta say something.
Please do.
Okay. What
That's
the fuck?
Where I thought you were gonna go with it.
I completely respect Bigfooters. However, why do 97% of Bigfooters dress so crazy.
They do wear a lot of stupid hats.
It's so fucking nuts to me that they have to make them, like, it's just so stupid because not only are you in a taboo subject to begin with, mind you, I of course believe in Bigfoot, but you're in a taboo subject and then you make yourself fucking look taboo.
Yeah.
You dress like you're crazy. It's like a, that guy to me looks like a country down south version of Riff Raff.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I feel like maybe that's what he's going for.
I mean, if that's the case, then you like nailed it.
Man from the insurance commercials. Yeah. I agree, Chucky. That's a great point. You are literally after the biggest mythological creature in the history of, you know, mankind here as of lately. You don't need to make yourself a character. Nobody wants that.
It's just crazy to me. I think as much as I hate to say it, you legitimately do yourself a disservice by making yourself look like a imbecile.
Yeah. If that were a legitimate Bigfoot body, how many people would take that guy seriously?
None. He shops at Farm and Home and Hot Topic. Hunter.
I hope that's to God it's his one. Real hair. I hope that's not barber hair. I knew it. Never mind. I hope it is barber hair. He is glued to his dome.
Chucky says, scroll to the bottom picture.
Oh, someone else is. Okay, let's go.
Is there a bottom picture? A better
there's
picture?
Another picture.
Oof, that looks like stale. Clay.
I don't know if that's the bottom stale. Picture or not.
That looks keep stale. Going.
No, that's the bottom picture. Yeah, that looks like old hamburger. That's someone's
rolled that's around on the
floor.
Pretty
selling
rough.
Tickets to it with no refunds. Come see the hamburger, Bigfoot.
That's the most disgusting thing that I just. It looks like he just took a hamburger and rolled it across the ground, and it collected hair.
See, it's shit like this why people don't take the science more seriously. You know?
He's probably some CIA op.
Yeah, some people think these sideshow acts are just harmless fun, but if you spent any time actually chasing the subject, you know they make everything harder. Yeah, it's the same way with, like, the crop circles. You know, when they staged that fake crop circle thing, he said, you have moved the science backwards so far, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. It's unfortunate that people would rather take, like...
Like, if you're going to do it in satire, just make it completely obvious that it's satire.
I mean...
Just be honest about it. People will still laugh.
Yeah. Does he even have, like, a camo neck gator thing here?
I can't tell if that's his beard or...
Oh, ooh.
Hey.
Here we go.
Oh, man. He looks even worse up close.
Yeah.
Why is he making that face?
Probably because he's smelling rotten hamburger meat and old barber hair.
Oh, yeah. That's a good observation, Steve.
Yeah. I guess if we ever make it to the point of doing this full time and doing documentaries, I'll just dye my hair that color.
You should. Get some Team U fucking bibs.
Some Team U Walmart.
Yeah. And you get a Walmart white tee and cut the sleeves off.
The bibs now, realistically.
I mean, I'm not that mad at the bibs. I'm just mad at his face. Yeah, well, kind of.
I think I hit the nail on the head with the snarl. He's probably smelling his old hamburger meat there.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. How did he? Okay. Like, I know there's some very convincing Bigfoot evidence out there. And some very, very convincing proven fake Bigfoot evidence out there. How did he think this was going to go?
I don't know.
How did he think this was gonna go? The teeth are painted.
That thing just looks dirty as fuck. It's dirty as fuck. And look at his chest. Why is it fucking green?
It may be a reflection in the glass.
It's like radiation green.
But I also don't know. But look, you can like see his teeth painted on.
It's gross.
I don't know how he thought that was gonna work out. Sorry about you there, bud.
I don't know. And I feel like, I'll be honest, I feel like if that's what Bigfoot really looks like, that top picture you ended on, I don't feel that afraid of that.
No.
I would honestly just look at it like some hairy ass dude.
Like a hamburger man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that scary.
Looks like a weird homeless Guy Fieri. Yeah, it does.
Tiger King's son.
It really does. Yeah. Yeah. The sad thing is, like, that's kind of prominent in the, like, cryptozoological community.
Yeah, people look crazy.
People do have to make themselves a character.
I don't know why. To me, this is crazy to me.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing. We noticed it when we were going to conventions. Like, everybody's got some kind of weird hat on.
Yep. That's a must have in that world is a crazy hat.
A lot of like leather and stuff.
That is another good observation. There is a lot of leather.
I'm too big to wear a lot of leather. I don't know if that's going to cancel us out from the cryptozoological world. But I don't know.
You're gonna start wearing all
leather. Zach. Yeah, we're just free talking tonight.
I'm with that. Steve wearing full leather.
I'd get sweaty.
It'd be cool though.
I remember when Coyote Peterson broke that he found a Sasquatch skull. Got me, man. I posted that shit right to TikTok.
I think I posted it too.
And it was fake, which is disappointing because I felt like, I don't know. I was probably just duped. I guess I didn't like, he does so much stuff like with the insect bites and shit. It just felt like he was legit. And the fact that he didn't mess around in the cryptozoological world, it felt like, holy shit, maybe he did stumble onto something, but it was dumb. Oh, sequence leather? Can I get, get some rhinestones, bedazzle it a little bit?
Oh, yeah, get like the tassels too.
Bedazzle the death metal logo on the back of like a sleeveless.
That'd be pretty sick.
I don't know why I flexed when I was doing that. I feel like if I'm in a leather vest, I probably should.
Yeah,
friend definitely. And bullwhips. Wow. You guys have thought about this before we started talking about it, haven't you?
They got your Bigfoot outfit all picked out.
But we're here for weird. Yeah. Currently trying to figure out how to get some calendars made. Me and Kyle's head superimposed onto cryptids' bodies. Yeah, I'm sure like Vistaprint does it. But doing it in bulk, we probably wouldn't do it in bulk. We'd probably do a limited run of like 10 or 15, pop them up, first come, first serve. You know how it is.
That's a good question, Steve. Do y'all have a bucket list, cryptic places to visit?
Good question. Yeah, we can do some Q&A. This is open mic night Wednesdays, okay? Just pretend like I'm all in leather. I need to look like Dog the Bounty. My hair will never look like Dog the Bounty Hunter's hair. I've grown my hair out.
It's not necessarily
It's not
true.
That full. It's not like his is like a lion.
It can be. You got to tease it. You got to tease it.
It would take some training, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You got to tease it.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to do that, but I hear girls talk about that. And I think
static it would work. Electricity and hairspray and shit.
Yeah. I think it'll work.
Yeah. Let me think. Cryptid bucket list. Or cryptid or cryptic? Two different things. Cryptid's like the monsters, and cryptic is just like...
I think he said cryptid. No, he said cryptic. Yeah, which one did you mean?
Because I got... There is a lot of places.
Zach Clark.
There's a lot of places that I want to go because me and Kyle haven't really dabbled in that world yet. Our schedules have been too...
Yeah,
cryptid. No, you're good. I just want to make sure before I answer. Damn. I would love to go to Land Between the Lakes. Spend a couple nights out there, just out in the park or whatever the fuck. When I was driving down to Blue Ridge, I pulled off to the entrance of Land Between the Lakes. I didn't have time to go in and mess around. But I think spending some time in there would be really rad.
That would be cool.
Just because of the lore, the dog man, and the connotation behind it. Let me think. What else? I'd love to go.
I'm trying to think.
I'd love to go and see Point Pleasant with the Mothman.
I figured that was going to be your top.
Yeah, pick. I'd like to go look around, see the old, like where the old TNT factory was and shit. Like I really dig like putting the history like in front of my face. Like when we went to the Van Meter Visitor Fest, getting to walk through there and see like where the sightings took place. That was really, really cool for me. So Land Between the Lakes, Point Pleasant would be up there. Man, I don't know. I would like to do all of them, any kind of massive cryptid sighting. Like, where was the goat man, the Pope Lick bridge at?
Oh, that would be gangster to go. That would be one of my, not so much a cryptid, but I've always wanted to go to Roswell. Yeah. I almost did when I drove out to Arizona, but I was so exhausted by the end of it and not looking forward to the drive home. Cause it would have been, I think it was been 8 hours out of the day. It was like, it was a big jump out of my way. And I just, knowing that I had like a 22 hour drive home, I was like, I'm not tacking on 8 hours. I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of how I was with like, cause like I drove by.
Ooh, deep Appalachia would be cool.
Yeah. On my way down there to Blue Ridge, I drove by Hopkinsville where the Kentucky Goblins took place. I drove by the Bellwitch Cave. Like there's a lot of lore headed down that way, especially from like our neck of the woods going down. Like you see a lot of stuff. But the Popelick Goatman Bridge would be cool. That's in Kentucky too. So you could really do like a cryptid round trip down there.
Yeah, that's not even that far from us.
Skinwalker and
yeah, right. Isn't the Honey Valley the fucked up one with the headless people?
Finding the bodies.
I'm not trying to get decapitated.
Appalachia's is weird. Like I've been there a few times before, and I went when I was real young. Went to like Pigeon Forge and stuff, and then me and Kyle, our families went in 2019 to Pigeon Forge, and what was the other place? Gatlinburg, which is in the mountains. Appalachia just has a feeling about it, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like deep Appalachia would be
just
cool.
Has a I don't know if it's like me getting in my head about the lore or what it is, but it's cool. There's a fuck ton of places. Like there's even haunted places that I want to go. I really want to go to Waverly Hills, which is also in Kentucky, but I know it's like, that's really commercialized and stuff now, but I still just want to go there and experience it.
It's kind of gotten dumb.
What's in Big Thicket, Texas? LJ. Mm-hmm. There's a goat man in Texas at Lake Worth. There's been some goat man sightings. It's like an hour from where my kids live.
Oh, remember there was T-Rex down there too.
T-Rex in Missouri.
Yeah, that's a little closer.
There's a lot of haunted places that I'd like to go just to see if I can experience anything. We got some close ones. McPike Mansion's supposed to be super haunted there in Alton. Bachelor Grove up north is supposed to be super haunted. Multiple Bigfoot and Dogman sightings in Big Thicket. I wonder how far Big Thicket is. I will take to the map. Saw a ghost in a haunted thrift store. They caught a display case glass explode on the security camera when it was closed. Have a good night, Pocahontas. Yeah, Cemetery X. Cemetery X has got a... it's got a thing about it, too.
Definitely does.
Trying to see where a big...
it definitely does.
Big Thicket, Texas is... oh, it's down there. It's a ways down there. To the Sierra Nevada. Peyton, Waverly is so expensive. Yeah, it's definitely a money-making thing now. Which is, I mean, I understand that it takes some upkeep. I get that. But the fact that they're just making it like a like an attraction, it's kind of the same thing with the Bigfoot, like a sideshow attraction, you know? It's if lame. I go to a place like that... like, I don't want it to be filled with 20 or 30 people. You know, if I've got a crew there, I want it to just be our crew. That way you can eliminate all variables of anybody else in there rooting around, making sound, any of that shit. Like, I want all that eliminated because if we do get something, if we do get something we can deem as evidence, I don't want there to be any variables to being like, oh, well, this could be part of the other group, you know, stomping around down here. Or whatnot.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with that.
But there's a lot of haunted places. Talked about one in Kansas. I can't remember it. But I thought about booking for us almost where the metaphysical conference was. It was a poltergeist that set the guy on fire and all kinds of shit. But they said, like, oh, it's right along like a main street. People will walk by and like bang on the doors and shit, which kind of put me off of it.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm trying to get caught on fire.
No, but if you're there with a fire extinguisher and we get it on tape, could be good internet. That's
not so bad. Yeah.
Oh, that's because I didn't turn it on. My bad.
Shit. Good job, Steve. Dropping the freaking good call, ball. Zach,
my bad. I don't know if Waverly lets you book the whole place by yourself or not.
I don't feel like they do.
I know, like, there's some places around here, like Missouri State Penitentiary will do tours, which I heard is pretty haunted. There's a guy at work, Pat. I don't know if he still listens, but shout out Pat. He goes every year, him and his wife and some of their friends go into it.
No kidding.
He brought me back an ink pen from.
Has he seen anything there? Any weird shit?
Once, I think. I don't know if it was him or his wife saw something strange. I can't remember the exact story behind it, but. It was something enough to stand out. Cabela's in Kansas City has a poltergeist that steals money. Stole about 300 from me when I visited. It's spend the night in the new Warren Museum Airbnb. I'd love to go there. I'd love to walk through that museum and see some of the stuff. Because you really only hear about, like, Annabelle. She's like the main attraction, right? But apparently they have a ton of cursed and haunted objects in that place. What was one I saw a TikTok on? Some weird statue this guy found in the woods, this hunter found in the woods, like outside of Sandy Hook. It's bizarre. It's like this big, like 6 foot tall stuffed doll with horns. He said he saw it. And as soon as he saw it, he saw some guys like in a black robe taken off out of the forest. So he just like, oh, hey, might as well take this home with me.
He took the statue home? Yeah, it's like
a stuffed doll or some shit. I don't know.
The fuck would you take that home? That just seems ignorant.
Is it the satanic idol? Yes, the satanic idol. So, according to AI, the satanic idol is a large demonic-looking statue, you're right, Kyle, kept at the Warren's Occult Museum. According to the Warren's, the idol was found in the woods of Connecticut by a hunter in 1991, who saw a man in a black robe running from it. When the Warren's took possession of the artifact, Lorraine fell ill, leading them to believe that the idol was cursed by a satanic cult found in the woods of Sandy Hook, Connecticut by a hunter who then contacted Ed and Lorraine, large demonic statue. Lorraine fell ill after the idol was brought to her. The artifact was used in dark rituals by a satanic cult, according to the Warren's claims. The idol was housed in the Warren's Occult Museum, a collection of cursed objects in Monroe, Connecticut. The museum has since closed due to zoning issues, but some artifacts, like the satanic idol, were featured in the 2025 tour. Let me see if I can find an image of it. Yeah, it's creepy. It's creepy. I'll just show you guys.
I don't know if I've ever seen it. I'll
screen share just some of the images for you guys. That's not what I wanted to do. Dumb, Steve. It's just going to be a bunch of images here. So you can kind of see. It's a lot of videos. So if I click on it, it's going to start playing the videos. But you can kind of see. It is weird. It is gross. There's the one from Instagram, but I don't think I'm
something. No, I'm just thinking, how shitty would it be to be like some supernatural being and then you get somehow, however they do it, binded to a stupid doll that never does anything?
Like the Newkirk's Unbinding. Like, they found that doll thrown in a cave. Well, they didn't find it. The person who found it found that doll thrown in a cave in, like, the Catskill Mountains or something. Like, the entity was bound to the doll, and they just chucked it in a cave. Now you're just stuck in the cave for all eternity. Yeah.
That suck.
One of the crazy, like, I haven't done a lot of investigations myself, but one that I would do, like, every Halloween for a couple years, there was, in Campsville, there was this old, like, thrift store that had shut down. I probably told this story before, but above it used to be an old apartment that you could get to from a set of steps outside. Well, it had been closed off for so long, the steps had rotted away. So the only way to get into it was to crawl through a hole in the floor and get into the attic of the bottom building and then crawl into the abandoned apartment, which still had furniture and had like the refrigerator and stuff in it. It was all empty, but it was still there. And we would go and do Halloween overnights there. And we would, the first time, not a whole lot happened. The second time we started hearing stuff up in the attic, we heard, it sounded like furniture moving around, like someone's like skidding chairs across the floor, like dining room chairs. rumor was that the attic was haunted by a little kid. They had gotten some pictures of essentially like a little shadow person that looked like a kid's body. They would leave toys up there and the toys would be moved whenever they'd go back up to check. So after we heard the commotion of the furniture moving, I crawled up there and stuck my head in. And when I did, one of the dining room table chairs was pulled up to the fridge. It was like one of those double fridge, has a freezer on the top and the fridge down below. The chair was pulled up to the fridge and the freezer door was open, almost like a little kid was looking into the freezer. And I took a picture of it and I'm like, did you guys leave this up there? Like leave the freezer door open and leave the chair? And they're like, last time we were up there, everything was the way it was supposed to be. The dining room chair was at the dining table and the freezer was shut. So there was a lot of activity there. We did some like communication things with like a flashlight, turn the flashlight on for yes and no, and talk to whatever this entity was that was there for quite a while. So it was pretty interesting. I think I may have a picture of the little kid saved to my phone. Let me just see if I can find it. But, yeah, your number one would be, what'd you say? Roswell, Area 51, Roswell.
I would love Roswell. To go to Roswell. It would be super cool to be able to, which you really can't much anymore, but to go out to Area 51, like they used to, and sit up on like the bluffs and look down at the facility and stuff.
I agree. Okay. I found this. I'm going to see if I can't share it and show you guys the photo. See if I can't airdrop it to my Mac.
I wish I still had my picture of all those
orbs. Oh, I know. I know. That was cool.
That was really cool.
Let me see if I can screen share this now. You may have heard of HelloFresh. They're the number one meal kit in America, making home cooking easier with chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients delivered straight to your door. But this fall, they're serving up even more to love. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's bigger. HelloFresh has doubled its menu. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from around the world. Dig into bigger portions that'll keep everyone satisfied. I use HelloFresh, and I feel like the rest of the Hollow Cult should too. This week, I had the saucy smothered enchilada bake, and it was wonderful. The tortillas were packed with spiced ground pork and sautéed bell peppers, all covered in a zesty tomato sauce and melted Mexican cheese. Came out of the oven perfect, bubbly, delicious, and the lime crema and pico de gallo on top pulled everything together. It was awesome. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/HOLO1POD10FM now to get 10 free meals plus a free breakfast for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/HOLO1POD10FM to get 10 free meals and free breakfast for life. Let me think. Is this it?
John.
There it is.
Area 51 has just kind of been a thing. Yeah, I definitely see
that little guy there. Definitely looks like a child's body.
For sure.
It's creepy. It's creepy. And that was, so for context, that's, so you come up through this hole in the floor and then you kind of tuck into this hole in the side of the wall, which would be over here, like on the right side of the screen. And as you poke your head through, you'd look down this away, which you're in the kitchen right now. From this perspective, you're in the kitchen looking into what I think is like a second dining room or something. I don't know. But you kind of look that direction and you'll see it, because it looks like the refrigerator was back there when they got the photo. But as you poke your head in, the refrigerator was like right on the other side when I went up there. It's weird. It's weird. It is pretty cool. But I haven't done really any other investigations. Me and Kyle went up and messed around at Cemetery X, which wasn't an investigation. It was just kind of like, hey, let's just go see what this is all about.
Yeah, and I went with John to that one cemetery, Brother John, and had a couple weird experiences there, but nothing like crazy, crazy.
There are a lot of places I would like to get out and explore, just do overnights at if we ever had enough time. There were a whole bunch of orbs in Kyle's photo.
Oh, yeah.
But one of them looked like, definitely looked like a skull.
Yeah, it was weird.
Getting some love for the Shining Ones, man.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that. That was a cool episode.
It was cool. It'd been popping off on YouTube quite a bit, too. A lot of interaction on YouTube about it.
Oh, nice.
I always love whenever we dive into something. You know, kind of how Kyle went into it is like it being like a modern kind of mythology, for lack of a better term. And then as he done his digging, he started to realize, hell, these entities have been around forever.
For a hot minute.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I enjoyed reading about it.
I almost want to pull up the YouTube. Hopefully it won't make any noise through here, because some of the comments were kind of touching on it a lot. We'll see. We'll see how it does. Oh, maybe not.
Hell yeah. THHC.
Yeah, anyway, my bad. Thought that was going to work better than it did. Anyway. Paul Watt rocking the Hall Sky hats. Yeah. Conspiracy Chaos, what's up? What about you guys? Where are some of your places that you on your paranormal bucket list? Curious about it. Would love to hear it. See what kind of interests everybody has, what sort of paranormalness floats everybody's boat here.
I always lean hard alien.
Yeah.
John, that would be a good spot, the New Orleans area.
Conspiracy Chaos is also the Pitch Putt Puff fellas. At least one of them. Got two shows going on. So go and peep them. Check them out. Missing 411. Yeah, the Missing 411 is definitely, I don't know. I was really disheartened finding out that a lot of David Pilatus's research and stuff was like compromised to make it look weirder than it really is. I don't take away him shedding light on the fact that there is an actual something going on in our national parks, but I feel like he could have done it a lot better, especially once like it started breaking for him and then he kind of turned it into a cash cow. That was disappointing.
You think it was his fault that it turned out that way? Like, you think he discovered a weird case, presented it, and then later found out that they had been found? Or do you think it was
maybe in the beginning, but toward the end, like there are law enforcement officers and stuff that came out, and like one of the eliminating factors was if a specific missing person had suffered from drug or alcohol abuse, right? Now there's like law enforcement officials that came out and were like, yeah, we told him that this specific person had a history of dealing with drug and alcohol abuse, but he didn't want to hear any of it. He just omitted it completely from the case. So
I think that's like with a lot of people in our field, they just get so obsessed with their narrative that they have to have it.
Yeah. I think it started out with a genuine interest in trying to get to the bottom of what was going on. And then as that started snowballing and steamrolling, and he also started making a little bit of money and, you know, getting called to talk here and talk there, I felt like it was almost like maybe there was a pressure to keep connecting these cases and make it something bigger than it really is.
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
Things always get a little bit weird when money starts getting involved.
Yeah, and you like when we sat at Crypticon in 2019, you saw the way he interacted with the audience.
He was a dick.
If you had a question, he treated you like you were stupid, and it was a joke.
Yeah, I don't I don't tolerate people treating me like that.
No, Eve, like people paid money to see you, and you can't even entertain their questions without making them feel like they're idiots. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. If I would ask him a question and he would have said something slick, I would have just told him to fuck off. Yeah. In front of everybody.
Yeah. He is.
He did look at us like he wanted to stab us, though.
He is known. Well, yeah. He's known for being a dick to everyone because he's a dick to everyone.
He is, really.
That's like,
I was kind of dumbfounded by like how bad he was treating everybody.
Yeah. Like I was excited to hear him talk. Granted, it was more about like the Bigfoot side of things because he was a Bigfoot researcher to begin with before he got into this missing 411 thing. And once people started, even the most like innocent, inane questions about something, he was just a prick. Buy my book. Do your own research. Buy my book.
It was bad.
I'm here to listen to you. That's why I'm asking you a question.
Yeah. And people are just excited to interact with you.
Yeah, they paid money to see you as a speaker.
Yeah. And to be honest, his presentation was full.
Yeah, it was packed. Me and you ended up sitting in the back.
There were a lot of people there.
Yeah, it was disappointing. It really rubbed me the wrong way. Just the way Like, me and him didn't even interact with one another. Like, he just kind of eyeball fucked us a lot, and that was it.
Yeah.
So I didn't talk to him. I didn't ask him a question. Just seeing him, like, interact with the general public was very disheartening.
Yeah.
Do we ever cover modern day? Did we cover? No.
I did a vampire one, but it was kind of like a scattershot. Yeah. Like, it was all over the place.
Yeah, I know.
I wish I could find some really, like, good current stuff on vampires, because I'm definitely into those stories.
I went to high school with Messick's grandson, so very interesting to me. Me and Kyle went to high school with Jared Hanna, who went missing in 2011 here in Illinois. And Politus did do an episode on his Can-Am Missing YouTube channel about him. A lot of weird shit about that disappearing case where he went missing at. A place in Illinois known as the Devil's Playground. A lot of missing and murdered men end up there. Like, it's weird, weird case. Weird case. I have a book. Kind of bouncing back and forth here. I have a book on a woman who was investigating a vampire sect in, I believe it was New Orleans. She was a journalist for a news outfit, and like, she was going undercover to try to infiltrate this vampire culture, and she ended up disappearing. Just straight up. I can't remember what the name of the book is. I got it on my shelf back there. I'll have to dig it out.
I think you got a couple vampire books, don't you?
Yeah. That's the one.
That is crazy. I don't know. What's the one?
Oh, I was just going to say, that's the one that, like, the whole story is around, like, her disappearance. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah. Sounds like a cool story.
Something Into the Darkness or something. I think this is it.
Did she get any information out about what, like, what she was doing?
I don't know. I haven't read the book yet, but I think this was it. Yeah. Suzanne Walsh is an American writer, freelance journalist who disappeared outside her home in Nutley, New Jersey, July 16, 1996. Her disappearance was widely publicized into the late 1990s, especially after several newspaper and media outlets published articles implying that she was potentially linked to the Russian mafia or New York City's underground vampire community, both that she had investigated while writing for the Village Voice. Walsh's case has been profiled on multiple television programs, including Unsolved Mysteries and Disappeared. She was the subject of a book titled Piercing the Darkness, Undercover with Vampires in America Today by Catherine Ramslin. That's the book I have, Piercing the Darkness. So I might have to dig into that. That might be an interesting case.
Yeah, I would be down to hear it. I feel like, either way, you should rightfully be worried when you're trying to infiltrate a vampire sect.
Yeah. Was it Chasing Mound Builders that said that there was on one of the night shifts?
Yeah, he had encountered.
There's a vampire sect in Ohio or something. He was in here earlier.
I do remember him saying that he's had two encounters with them.
Be awesome. Conspiracy Chaos. Yeah, we're gonna set something up. I know you reached out to me on Instagram, getting together on Pitch Putt, and also with this, we'll have to set something up. If you want to do like a night shift, we can, or if you want to do a regular like episode crossover with the either show, both shows, however you want to do it, we'll just have to set some times up. Talk about some weird shit.
for show.
Because we could do a night shift, or if you just want to do a regular episode, we can just do a, what's it called? Yeah, like a swap, cast.
I would like to hear the Vampire.
Yeah, we might have to get Hunters. I'll reach out to him, see if he wants to just come on and talk about vampires, and I know he's knowledgeable about the mounds and shit, and just have to start setting some stuff up.
Vampire stories are interesting.
Yeah. I wonder how many, like, vampire sects there are around.
I don't know. Oh, I definitely believe they're real.
It is crazy that there's the everything about them is kept so, like, under wraps.
I'm sure there's a reason to that.
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's 9:20. 9:20. Is everybody ready?
Oh, damn it.
Not to change, not to switch gears, but it's getting late. Everybody getting their telepathy thinking caps on, right? I got this guy right here with my shape and the color in this envelope. It's been sealed up since before the show started. I've been thinking about it all week. I'm going to lock in. We're not going to guess yet. I'm going to lock in for a minute. Okay? For a minute. I'll tell you when, and then we'll just keep it silent for a minute. I'll put it out. You guys pick it up, and it'll be good. All right? And then after that minute, I'll tell you. We'll put our answers in the chat. We'll go. All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. All right, I feel like that's good enough. Not quite a minute, yeah. But put your guesses in the chat.
I say orange square.
Okay. We do need some music in there to kind of fill the give everybody some time to get their guesses in.
It's kind of weird. We're getting lots of the same color and shape.
Yeah. Giving everybody a chance to get it in. That way I don't affect it by anything that I say past this. All right. Everybody that wanted to guess, everybody got a... Got a feel for it. Got their guess in. Yeah. Nah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We started off hot. We started off, got a lot of the color was right. A lot of blue, but nobody, I don't think anybody hit the shape. Yeah.
A rectangle?
I don't think.
Ah, square. Yeah. Square is the same.
A square thing. Is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square, right?
Although I kind of shit my pants a little bit when you held up the envelope because it looks like an orange square on our screen.
Huh? Maybe that's misleading. There were a lot of blues, though.
There were a lot of blues.
So I feel like we're making.
I saw a lot of blue, a lot of orange, yeah. And a lot of squares.
People, I mean, maybe rectangle was a bad. I don't know. We were close, though. We're getting somewhere. We're going to be the collective Holocult hive mind eventually. I can feel it. I felt blue. See, there's a lot of blue. A lot of blue. I am having fun with this, though. Kyle will be focusing on the next night shift's letter. What's that? Shape and color.
Yeah. Shape.
We'll keep doing that to end the show. That'd be our little fun thing. Oh, but it is about that time, Holocult. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for the little few questions thrown in there. That's fun. Kind of keeps things moving along. If you got questions, feel free. Write them down for the next show. Shoot them our way. It's a good time. Conspiracy Chaos, Pitch Putt, I'll hit you up and we'll get some dates worked out. Get together and make some content. Some podcast content, not any other kind of content. But yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being cool. And stay safe, stay weird. I know the world is a crazy place. Just stay safe out there. Keep a level head on your shoulders, because it's weird.